Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 26, 2012, episode 518. Sorry, I'm on the phone. We're going to try to get this taken care of. This episode is brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
And good morning, everybody. So sorry that we're having the technical difficulties, but I'm actually trying to take care of it right now while we're sitting here on the telephone. But it's, you know, I got good news for you, Glenn.
What's that?
It's Friday.
Thank God. Freestyle Friday.
Woohoo. It is Friday, and let me tell you what, my husband is actually leaving town today to go watch some football games with his brother and his father, and I'm having a house party. That's right, I'm having a party. The cat's away, the mouse will play, okay? Oh, wait. Hold on.
The way around there, Jamie.
No, because he's leaving, and I am opening my home this evening to not one, not two, three, four, five, six, seven teenage girls are coming over tonight. And we're having a slumber party. And the slumber party is going to have to retire early. Number one, because I get up really early. Number two, because we are getting up at 5 a.m. to load up all the horses and go to a horse show. That's 2.5 hours away.
Well, what kind of horse show?
Isn't that cool? Most of these girls, it's their first horse show ever. And the kind of horse show, it is a Halloween haunted hunter jumper / Halloween costume horse show. And you can either ride in your costume. You don't have to have the boots and the breeches and the coats and the ties and all that. It's just a very laid back, low key, like first horse show for most of these people. Jump classes and costume contests. I am going as a gunfighter. Because of all the time I spent down in Tombstone, I have a new hat, and I'd like to wear it. So everybody has a costume.
It seems like all the costumes this year on the top 10 costume list are either sexy or slutty for women. So are you going as the slutty gunslinger or just the normal gunslinger?
If I could look any more like a man, you would think I was a man. So no, it is not slutty. I'm wearing a big overcoat. I've got holsters and guns, and I've got a big old cowboy hat on. I might as well put dirt on my face, okay? So if you could look like Wyatt Earp as a woman, that is what I'm going to look like. Now, I cannot speak to what my students, teenage girls, are going to wear. So I imagine there's going to be a little more, you better put something else on, young lady. I'm not letting you leave this house.
Well, I assume then this is not going to be a heavy drinking party tonight.
Yeah, not so much, because that would be me. And nobody likes to drink alone, Glenn. Nobody likes to.
That's true. Well, good luck with that. I'd say I envy you, but I really don't. So good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be fun. Actually, the number might creep up to 8. We'll find out. But yeah, 8 girls and me in my house while my husband's gone. And then what's really awesome is... What?
Well, I was just going to say, the nice part about that is you don't have to clean the house if it's a bunch of teenage girls coming over.
I don't care. Yeah, I'm not doing nothing. I'm ordering pizza, and we're going to have a pizza party and watch horse movies. So it's pretty much the exciting evening that I have planned. Now, I would like to point out that, you know, the horse that we got from listener Betty Fay, the Duke, as we call him, he's going to the show, too. Joe Montana, Duke, the little paint horse Chili Pepper, and the little pony, we're all going to the show.
Oh, good. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we have an update. Betty Fay posted an update that we talked about her on Wednesday when you weren't here. There was fires in her area, and she was prepared to evacuate, but apparently the winds have turned and went away from her a bit, so she has not had to evacuate yet, but they're still keeping an eye on things. So that's the update on Betty.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad they're doing okay.
All right, Jennifer, what's coming up? We have a lot of things on today's show.
Busy day on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. First up is the red-hot YouTube sensation Eventer, and yes, I said Eventer, Elisa Wallace, who piloted her awesome little Mustang Fledge to the winner's circle at the South Carolina Extreme Mustang Makeover. Very excited to hear what she has to say. She's up to 8,000 views on YouTube. Yay! Next, we will
flip
the remote on over to HRTV for a quick contest update with our gal, Dottie Ewing. And following a brief interlude of Christmas joy via Stud Muffin's Horse Treats, Friday Frivolity takes over with the last half hour of the show as we launch into another epic, really bad ads.
And here's a little preview of the Horse Treats thing. Can you hear it? That's the preview. That's all I'm giving you right now. It comes later. All right, time for Daily Winnie. My Daily Winnie goes out to Neiman Marcus on behalf of Jamie. Neiman Marcus every year makes a holiday gift book. And in the holiday gift book, they have the very, very most expensive gifts you could hardly imagine that you wonder if anybody ever buys. But apparently somebody buys at least one of these every year. Well, on that holiday gift list, they made something specifically for Jamie. Apparently, it was called Chad about a year ago, and they talked to Chad, and they were, you know, they got together and they put their heads together and they came up with the Heritage Hen House. That is correct. It is a hen house. It's for pet lovers all over the world who have chickens. From the most expensive pet house to pet jewelry to flying them on private jets, the pets are the trophies of the super rich like Jamie. And for the hen owners, Neiman Marcus has built this Versailles. See, if you were in Kentucky, that'd be for sales. But Versailles-inspired Petite Trilon House is the most expensive hen house ever. The custom-made multi-level house features a nesting area, a living room for nighttime roosting, a brooding room, a library filled with chicken and gardening books for visitors of the humankind, and it comes furnished with an elegant chandelier. For every Heritage Hen mini farm purchase, $3,000 will go to the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, a nonprofit organization. So, Jamie, for a mere $100,000, you can own the Heritage Hen House designed specifically for your little chickens.
Wow. Okay, I'm looking at the picture, and basically this looks like a, we mentioned Lexington, like a Kentucky mansion that you would see. It's white, it's got glass windows, it's got these lights off front. Do you know how long that thing stays white? Like maybe a day. I have a hen house.
Not in Arizona.
No, it's just, it'll be covered in poop. I mean, they poop everywhere. They don't have restroom skills. They just don't. So, but yes, that sounds great, Glenn. And if you're going to buy that for me, I would be more than happy to accept it. And you can just mail it to my home address.
I'll have it shipped. No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe sometime if we have time, I'll go over some of the other wonderful things you can get from Neiman Marcus. Maybe something for your husband.
Wings you'll never own. Well, my dealy-winnie is a little more serious than yours is. It goes out to twofold. One, to Karen O'Connor, because apparently she's going to be able to come home tomorrow after the big fall she had off the horse, Veronica. She is at Morven Park, and I guess there is some video of her fall, but they're not releasing it because it is too horrific to watch, apparently. However, twofold, Karen gets the Daily Winnie because she's got some rods in her back, and she's getting up and down, and she's fighting because she's just a total tough chick, right? Well, the other one is 4.2. You guys, get yourself a 0.2 air vest. My God. The surgeons watched the footage and said, as far as they are concerned, they, number one, definitely help keep her spine straight and aligned at the point of impact. They're surprised that she didn't break her neck, but they think thanks to the air vest, that's why she didn't break her neck. And due to the severity of the fall, the broken back was almost inevitable, but the doctors were of an opinion that 0.2 saved her from much more severe trauma.
Wow, I don't know how much more severe she would have. More severe was paralyzed.
Yeah, and that's why these vests are so important, I think, to have. And I'm really glad I have one. So I hope everybody out there, you know, you don't have to have it just if you're an eventer. You know, we're going to talk a little bit later to an eventer that broke a Mustang. You know, I mean, do you think ever she put her 0.2 on? We'll have to ask. I mean, she's got to have one.
It's interesting. I was talking to a dressage rider yesterday who was breaking a two-year-old, and she said, yep, had my 0.2 on. That was a dressage rider who was breaking a baby. So, you know, it doesn't have to be just eventers. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's important. It's such a great invention, you know. Let's all use it.
We've talked to Max Cochran here on the show before, who is Karen O'Connor's groom, and her quote was, "She has a lot of hardware in her back. It's going to be a long, tough road to recovery, but if anyone can do it, Karen can." So that was from Max. We have a guest coming up here very shortly, Jamie. But first, I got to mention, the news people are getting all excited here. They have something other to talk about than an election.
What is that like?
Worst storm in 100 years seen for the Northeast U.S. That's right. The weather procrastinators are coming out. I don't even know if that's a word. And Hurricane Sandy, they're saying, will probably grow into what they're calling Frankenstorm. It may become the worst to hit the U.S. Northeast in 100 years if current forecasts are correct, which they never are. Sandy may combine with a second storm coming out of the Midwest to create a system that would rival the New England hurricane of 1938, by the way, which my parents lived through, and they actually still had pictures from that.
Really?
They were little kids then. Yeah, they were little kids then. And that was huge. It wiped out half of Connecticut. The hurricane is currently passing the Bahamas. It's killed 21 people in the Caribbean, and they're saying it's going to go off the coast. We're supposed to get heavy winds today, but that's about it. And then turn in, they're predicting anywhere between Virginia and Rhode Island, somewhere in that range it's going to turn in. And what the big problem is, it's going to have heavy winds and the rains and all that that hurricanes usually have, but it's also that they have this really bad cold front coming across the country that they think is going to meet up with it, and that's what's going to create the big storm. So they're calling it a hybrid storm. So right now, you know, I would say you need to start preparing if you live in the Northeast for a big one. If you remember, right, Jamie, it was last year at Halloween. This storm's going to hit at Halloween. It was last year at Halloween. You remember what they all had in Northeast last year at Halloween? A major blizzard.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed. Yeah, some of our listeners are like, please don't cancel Halloween again. Because I guess they didn't get it last year, so that makes sense.
Yeah, because that major storm last year. Now, can you imagine if we don't talk about politics much, but do you imagine if this storm was the next week when Election Day was and this hit, there would be all kind of complaints that we had to postpone the election. And could you imagine? Thank God it's hitting next week and not election week. That would just
I
get
don't even
want to
know.
Well, let's take a break for our commercial, and then we're going to come back with the winner of the South Carolina Extreme Mustang Makeover. Choosing a supplement can be confusing. How do you know which ones are right for your horse? Kentucky Performance Products will simplify your search for effective, research-proven supplements that meet the challenges of today's horses. And this week's highlight product is Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement. The properties of omega-3 fatty acids benefit every system in your horse's body. Contribute improves breeding efficiency in mares and stallions, maintains soundness and protects joints from damaging inflammation, sustains a strong immune response in horses of all ages, and decreases the levels of inflammation in your horse's body by sustaining adequate omega-3 fatty acid levels. Learn more about Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement and all the other products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Well, Jamie, I think our guest is on. Do you want to introduce her?
I would love to. I would like to introduce. Now, I'm so impressed by this woman that I think I have a little bit of a crush on her. I can't help it. And I'd like to introduce, is it Eliza Wallace and Fledge, the winners of the South Carolina Extreme Mustang Makeover. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll tell you why I was excited to find out you were going to be on the show, because I am one of your 10 million views on YouTube.
Oh, geez. Well, thanks so much.
Let's go back to the beginning here and tell us how you got involved. Well, tell us a little bit about your riding history.
I'm a three-day event rider. And I've been doing it since I was a child. My father was a trainer, and my mother was in horses as well. So, I mean, my mom rode when she was pregnant with me, so I really didn't have a choice. but I've been competing at three-day eventing since 2005, I believe, with my first I brought along my first yearling and took him up to advanced level. And we were long-listed in 2008 and competed at the selection of the Pan Am selection trials. But then, unfortunately, my two top horses at the time, which was back in 2007, got injured. So I've been trying to develop young horses and try to get back to the top. And, you know, my goal is to be at the top of my sport and riding and so that's kind of a little bit of my background, but
hold on. Did you say you started eventing in 2005?
Professionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm like, how did you get from 2005 to 2007 and you're long listed? That's impressive.
Let me do the math. Because I got Jackson in 2000, and he was a yearling.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was born in 99. So we just moved.
So watching your video here, you seem to have more than just event. I'm an eventer too, and that's why I really loved this story, because you don't see a lot of eventers out there training Mustangs and doing the incredibly impressive stuff that you can do with Fledge, and we'll get to that. But I wanted to ask, what other background do you have besides eventing? Because in the final video, View With This Horse, you see reining, you see dressage, you see classical dressage without a bridle and a saddle. So there's a little Western in there. Where did you get all of this basis of the horse knowledge and training?
I ride bareback. Watching people. I mean,
wow.
I was never trained in Western or anything like that. I play with it. I have a couple of my friends. I have a good friend who's a barrel racer, and I have a couple of clients that have quarter horses that I break for them, and so they were able to get. I think I took like two lessons with my friend Steve Say, who kind of helped me with teaching my horse how to spin a little bit. But it's really, if you have the understanding of what a foundation is on a horse, and to me, a broke horse is a broke horse, doesn't matter what style you're on, should be able to do anything. That's always my goal in training my horses. And also what the horses tell you, they are trainable for. Sledge, for instance, that stop, he always had that stop from day one. It's kind of weird. I just said, ho, and he's like, said, okay, well, you like to stop. So I just put a cue to it. You know, the passage, yeah, he's a three-year-old. You know, I wouldn't necessarily like to do that to every three-year-old, but I taught him it in a day. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, I taught him on the ground, and
she just
then,
made half the audience sick. You know that, don't you?
I know. Guys, let me, Glenn, have you seen this video? She's doing a bareback bridleless passage and pee off on a three-year-old Mustang that's been broke for 4 months. That's
well,
crazy.
It has to do with the horse, it's not just me.
You're awful sweet. So let's go. I watched the first video of where, I mean, to go from the first video, which is him on the trailer, and he's scared to even come off, and you are down on the ground, and you get up in the trailer with him, and you don't touch him, and you really, it was just very impressive the way that you communicated with him. And I don't know if you had any experience with Mustangs before, had you, or was this your first one?
This is my first, like, wild one. I've been around a couple, you know, there have been a couple around on the circuit. My farrier had one that I had some experience with, and so, but this was my first one. It's always been kind of on the bucket list. I always wanted to train a wild horse, and kind of how that happened was, I was at my fiance's house, and I have a good friend of mine, Rebecca Bowman, and she's been nagging me about it. She's like, you need to do this, da da da. And I've followed her with her Mustangs, and it's very addictive to follow. And you know, it was the summertime, and she's like, I'm sending in your application. The deadline's today. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing it. Sure, why not? Okay. So that's just kind of how I did it. And the horses are picked at random, so I wasn't able to pick Sledge. And it's interesting when you go there to pickup day, we got there early, and just so I could scope out the horses and ones that I liked. Oh, I'd like to have that one. That one's like nibbling on the clipboard and turns around when she scratches butt. You know, so you can try to scope horses out a little bit and see how they're communicating with other horses. And you get your number, and it's like, oh, gosh, there's, like, three pens with, you know, 10 horses in each pen. And I had scoped out the ones that I liked, and I went to the first pen because there's bigger horses than that one, right? And scanned it. Nope, not in there. Crap. Okay, go to the second pen. Scanned it. Nope. The third pen had the smallest ones in it. And I was like, please have straight legs. Please be athletic, please, you know, just kind of going down because some of them were put together a little wonky. And so going through and we're trying to pick out, and then I see Fledge, and I'm like, okay, good shoulder. Okay, got feet are on straight. That's a plus. Look, stifle's low. Okay, he's little, but all right. Looks, I think it's doable. And... I was watching him.
He's 13.3, right? He's little.
Yeah, he's actually grown. I sticked him the other day, and he's 13.3 and a quarter now. So
woohoo!
we're moving on up to 14. So watch out now. But yeah, he was very interesting to watch in the pen because. He was in the center, and they throw hay out, alfalfa hay to all the horses, and there's probably 10 to 15 other horses in the pen with them, and this chaos is going on around him, and he's just standing there eating his hay. Every now and then, he'd pick his head up if someone made him, you know, he'd stick his foot out. No dramatics, just stick his foot out, pin his ears back, like, hey, leave me alone, minding my own business. I was like, okay, this one's not going to be flighty, because I watched the guys try to push him out, and, you know, he would kind of turn around and kind of come back over the top of them. I was like, okay, more than likely he's going to be the challenge type. But he's not super flighty, so that's a good thing. And he loaded up on the trailer fairly undramatically, got on, trotted really nice, I was like, wow, that thing can move. Okay. And that's how he got his name, Fledge, which I wanted a name for, I wanted a Mustang, I wanted it to be different. Because they are different. So I looked up mythical horses and found Fledge, which was a winged horse in the book The Magician's Nephew, which is from the Chronicles of Narnia. And it was a chestnut horse that had wings. So I said, hey, that's appropriate.
Aww.
And that stuck. But then once I got home and I got a bigger, better look at him, he was, in fact, still a stallion. So they actually had missed gelding that one.
Oh, no.
And which, fine. I have experience with stallions. But I was like, okay. Well, now I have a wild stallion. What am I going to do now? But he's been gelded now. Gelded him back in August. So I wanted to make sure that I had enough trust in a relationship with him before I just went ahead and had him cut. But he didn't care. He was going on trail rides. We had one little, hey, you're a girl, and then he realized he shouldn't do that. but BLM was great. They reimbursed me for the gelding, so there was no problem with that.
Cool.
So that's kind of how it all started.
So that's how you got started with the competition. Your friend entered you. Who would you say some of your biggest influences training-wise have been?
I've always been inspired by, Stacy Westfall. She's incredible what she's done with her. She rides completely bridleless and does the reining patterns. And, I've always enjoyed reading Monty Roberts and, Buck. They're incredible horsemen, and I try not to. I get things from everybody: Pirelli, Clinton Anderson, Chris Cox, Dennis Reese. Lots of horsemen that deal with watching the horse and reading the horse's language. I like to watch all that stuff, and I don't say, because I've had lots of people email me and go, what system do you prefer? It's like, I don't really have one. Well, I have a system, but it's tailored to the horse because every horse is different. So I try to let the horse tell me what I'm going to do, because I've had several different horses where if I try to come at them the same way, they'll be like, you're being rude right now.
Elisa, I got to tell you something, Elisa. I have to first congratulate you for being one of the only ones to ever go through Extreme Mustang Makeover wearing a helmet. So congratulations for that. And I know that Riders for Helmets, you actually did you win the prize from them for wearing the helmet?
Well, there wasn't a prize for that. They had at a previous event, they had raised money for the highest placed person wearing a helmet, because there were other people at the makeover wearing helmets. They just weren't in the top 10.
Congratulations for that. And then I also saw that what happens to these horses is after you're done with them, then after the competition, they go to auction, and you decided to buy yours, right?
Yes, I did. Let me tell you what, I cried a lot. Awful. Oh, it was just dreadful. I mean, because the whole – I went into this process going, it's a Mustang. I'm not keeping it. I don't need another horse. I'm going to do this. It'll be great. As far as it's a training competition to help me get more business and get more training horses in so I can show what I can do. And so I had no – thoughts of keeping him at all. But then about halfway through, I realized just the thought of not seeing his little ears, I would just start crying. And I'm like, oh, God, this isn't good. And so when Sunday came...
Well, Lisa, okay. Let me just, before you continue on, because your first mistake was uttering the words, I do not need another horse, because that is the kiss of death. The kiss of death is, I don't need another horse, and then the second you say that, you get one in your barn. So, morning of the auction, you are the winner of the Extreme Mustang Makeover. All these people are gathered around, and everybody wants your horse, because your horse is bridleless, Piaf, and Passage. By the way, also laid down and cuddled with him in the middle of the arena, laid him down, and she climbed up underneath his front legs, Glenn. So you've got the horse everybody wants. How does this auction go?
Well, it's actually to the contrary. Everybody wanted me to keep my horse. All of the trainers were behind
That's
me
cool.
and supported me. And, like, everybody was crying. I was upset. I mean, I'm pretty sure no matter what, I was going to take him, but it didn't matter. It's just that thought of he could possibly not go. So I'm going to, oh, geez, I breathe. So then I had, everybody was kind of, it was funny to see all these grown cowboys crying with me. This is very emotional. And so we go up to the auction block, and they give you the microphone to say something, and I'm holding it together, and then I get the microphone, and then I just start crying. And all I can say is, I just really want to keep my horse. And someone from the crowd says, no one bid. And then there was a bidder. And
I'll kill him.
Yeah, and so the bid started going, you know, they got started at 500 and it went 600 and then 700. And the auctioneer would always come back to me and then got to 1,000. And I said, yep. And then it stopped. He went to 1,100 and then the guy was done. And the crowd applauded, like huge applause when I was done, and everybody came, like all the competitors and people from the crowd came up to me and said we were going to jump on that person if they didn't stop bidding. So there was a lot of support for me to keep Fledge, and it worked out. So it was,
you got
highly,
me crying.
It was very emotional. It was very,
no kidding.
Oh my gosh, just walking up to the barn, I'd see random strangers, and they would be like, congratulations, you were so great, blah, blah. And I was like, thank you. And I would just start crying, and they'd have to hug me. I'm sorry. I'm crying on you.
What a great story. Now, before we have to let you go, what are your plans for the future with Fledge and you and your Riders for Helmets campaign that you're going to be a part of?
Well, I'm giving him a little bit of time off just since he is still a baby. We're just playing, keeping our relationship on the ground and going on hacks and trails. But we have several people interested in us doing demos, and actually another talented trainer, Mary Miller Jordan, I believe that's her last name, is wanting to join up with me to do clinics, and she actually rides without a bridle and bareback with her horse Silver Lining. She was reserve champion at the Supreme Mustang Makeover. So we will kind of aim towards doing the demos and stuff like that, and when he gets a little older, I'll take him out and do some events with him. I think he's pretty talented for the dressage, and so I think it will be fun to see kind of how far he can go in that, because he is a bit of a show-off, and he loved the crowd. I've never been on a horse that responded. I've never been on a three-year-old in a coliseum with a huge crowd and flashing lights and then feed off of it like he did. So I'm pretty
That's
proud
great.
Of Fledge, and I couldn't have done it without him. So,
oh, my
and
gosh. You guys – Yeah, all the, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are behind you now. The last thing is, are you going to move on to the $1 million Mustang Makeover?
Yes, I will be. I got the stink eye when I said I wasn't, when I was thinking that, you know, I hesitated. People were like, what? So I will be sending in my application, and you have to get another Mustang and start all over again. So that should be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what the next one is like and does, and to see if it's not just a fluke.
You realize if you fall in love with the next one, you're going to need a bigger ranch. You know that, don't you?
Right. Well, I'm going to set it up to where I have a client that actually buys the next one, so I don't have to worry about that.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Well,
yeah.
I'm just incredibly proud of you. You give Aventors a good name because your horsemanship skills are just on display for everybody to see. And we all wish we could be a little more like you and sit there and learn to listen to the horse. I mean, no matter what sport you're doing, that's the most important thing, is to be able to take the horse that you have and customize your day to the horse. It's never going to be the exact same program. It's never going to work on every single horse. And I think you've got that figured out. And we're going to post your videos on our Facebook page as well, because I think it's important for everybody to see this. First of all, it'll have you in tears, because the stuff she does in 4 months with a three-year-old Mustang are stuff that you work your entire life trying to get a horse to do and never even come close. So good for you. Congratulations. And we'd love to keep up with you and keep up on your progress with being fledged. Will you come back and join us soon?
Oh, most certainly, and thank you guys so much for giving me the opportunity to come and talk on your show.
Oh, congratulations, and we will follow you and cheer you on through the Million Dollar Mustang Makeover. You're my pick to win, girlfriend.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
By the way, her website is Team Wallace, WALLACE, teamwallace.org. You can find her website, so check it out. Our show is sponsored today by Easy Signs Online. Yes, it's that time of year again. Time to start planning that perfect gift for that special someone. Can you believe we're talking about Christmas gifts already? This is starting.
No, it's too early. It's too early.
Well, close your ears, because here we go. This year, give a gift that lasts for many years, a beautiful custom sign. Visit easysignsonline.com/holiday today and take advantage of a special 15% discount coupon only for Horse Radio Network listeners and your friends. EasySignsOnline.com has a unique website design that allows you to choose all of your sign options and to see complete pricing every step of the way. From horse farm signs, carved signs, stall nameplates, vinyl banners, business and church signs, they have what you need for that holiday gift this season. And with something like a sign, you have to get started a little earlier, which is the reason that we're talking about it right now. Combine this 15% off gift coupon with their current free shipping promotion for a deal that's hard to pass up. Get your 15% off coupon today by visiting easysignsonline.com/holiday. But hurry, this deal won't last long. And you know what? When you buy a custom gift like that, you're showing that you really love someone and actually put some thought into it, not like me who buys their gifts the day before. So I'm just saying. Be more like these people who are thoughtful and less like me. I notice Jennifer's not arguing with that either, Jamie.
I was going to say, where's your wife? She's not saying a word.
Not saying a word. Our next guest is on the line. It's Dottie Ewing from HRTV. Good morning, Dottie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. And you guys are in your busy season getting ready for the Breeders' Cup.
Yes, this is incredibly busy. You know, HRTV and HRTV.com are the official media partners of the Breeders' Cup Championships this year, and so we've been tremendously busy. It's probably the biggest thing HRTV has ever taken on in terms of the extra programming and the extra coverage that we're providing for a lot of racing fans and even more. So it is a busy time. You're absolutely right.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing all of your coverage and following it through. I know we're doing a special episode next Wednesday, and I think we're having a guest from HRTV joining us to talk about the Breeders' Cup that's coming up very quickly here. But you wanted to actually talk about a contest that HRTV has going on that our listeners can partake in.
Yes, and thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity, because I think it's going to be fun for people. What we decided to do at at HRTV and HRTV.com since we are so close to this event this year, because it's Santa Anita and we are housed at Santa Anita, so we're very close to the event. We have a lot of footage for the event on a daily basis starting today. We will have all the workouts available for people to see on the website, all in HD. And so there's a lot people can learn about the horses right now just by watching the workouts and on HRTV on a daily basis. We're also going to be carrying the players' feed and all other kinds of coverage that Amy Zimmerman, our executive producer, is preparing. But we realized that we wanted to reach out and get some excitement generated among people who weren't just totally racing-oriented. And when I thought about it, you know, there's lots in the press about the jockeys, the trainers, the breeders, previous races, previous performances, the PPs, but really what do all horse people really want to know? And I think your last guest just really brought it out in that we really are united by our love for the horse. And so we decided we wanted to tell stories about the horses that are involved, these championship horses that will be running in the various races on both days of Breeders' Cup. And we just felt like that would be something far more compelling for everyone to understand. And it's not about their past performances, although there may be some information. It's a little personal stuff, up close and personal with the horse. So we launched a contest called Horse Tales. And Carolyn Connolly, one of our HRTV hosts, has produced spots that run probably under 2 minutes about 12 different horses. And the contest is kind of a traditional watch and win. So you come on to our website at HRTV.com, and we've been releasing these stories since October 3rd. There are 12 of them in total. And you watch, and then after you watch it, you online, you can answer a question. You answer the question, you provide the email address, and then you tell us what else you like on HRTV, and you enter the contest. It's that simple. There are 12 little contests for each of these stories, and one winner drawn from each of those 12 contests will receive a commemorative bowl. It's a nice bowl with a horse head etched on it, and we really think that that's something that horse lovers would love. I would love one. I hope there's one left over. We did order a few more than 12. And then there's a grand prize that will be plucked from all of the entries, and the grand prize winner will win an Apple iPad because you can watch HRTV.com anywhere on any mobile device, mm-hmm. too.
Okay.
So that's
I'm entering because I don't have an iPad yet, Dottie, so I'm entering. Can I win? Am I allowed to win?
You could win. You too could win. There is a chance to win. We are up to number 10 right now. We're releasing our horse tail number 10 today. But viewers can go back. They're all available online. You can still enter all 10 contests. And then we will release number 11 next Monday and number 12 next Wednesday on Halloween. So there are still chances to go back, watch the old videos, and then come back and enter the new ones as well. So it's kind of fun. And, I mean, I will tell you one of the answers. You have to watch the video, but one of the answers is yogurt. It's a fun fact about the horses.
Well, I'm looking here,
is that a horse's name? That's a great horse name, yogurt.
Oh, Jennifer, yogurt. You have to watch the video.
Now, I'm looking here, and they have videos on our one of our favorites, Mucho Macho Man's on here, Awesome Feather, mm-hmm. Little Mike's on here. You know, they have videos. It's Tricky, Point of Entry, Wise Dan, mm-hmm. one we've talked about before. So this looks like a lot of fun. It's easy to do. Just go to their website and click on the contest banner at the top of the page. And I'm looking here, all of the different categories you have for the Pursuit of the Cup, all the live feeds and shows that you're doing and the different picks and all the different coverage you're providing is terrific. It's a good way to find a basis for what's going on. We're going to be asking our listeners to pick. We're going to pick out maybe four of the different races and ask our listeners to do their picks next week as well. So
okay.
This is a good place for them to go and actually see the horses do their warm-ups and things. Terrific. Great idea.
Well, you know, we're very happy. Thank you very much for bringing up the website. Yes, Jennifer, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say Glenn, too, will be entertained with the interview and video of Chantel Sutherland right there on the front page. I'm surprised you haven't watched
it. I did happen to notice that because, of course, everybody knows I don't like Chantel at all. So, you know, I will be watching that one right after the show today, just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, she's lovely. I mean, we wish her the best. We wish her the very best. She's a doll. She's come on various trips with us and represented the racing industry to us in the cable industry. And she's just a really good person. And we wish her the best in whatever endeavor. And she's got a lot of talent. She'll do
yeah,
wonderfully.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what?
Sure.
I kind of think we're going to be seeing her on TV someplace because she'd make a great commentator. She really
I'll
would.
Just bet you.
So.
I'll just bet you. Yeah. So,
yeah,
okay, well, I wanted to just also, if I could take a minute and extend a special offer to your viewers. Entering the contest is free. You can go to our website and enter the contest for free. But if you'd like to become a subscribing member to HRTV.com, Glenn, Jennifer, you know that there is this offer. Use the promo code HRN12 when you sign up, and your first month will be free.
Very good. So you can get a free month just by putting in HRN12. We got all kinds of offers going for our listeners today.
Today's their lucky day.
Yeah, that's right. We appreciate you getting up so early, too. We know it's very early out there in California. But thank you so much, and we're looking forward to working with you guys on the Breeders' Cup coverage over the next week and a half here. Appreciate
good.
It.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank
thanks,
you,
Patty.
So if you go to HRTV and want to become a member, you do your login and just use the code HRN12 and you'll get a free month. That's a terrific offer. Or you can win an iPad, which I'm going to be doing because I really want one. And Jennifer won't let me buy one, so she's mean.
Mean old wife of yours. Gosh. Jeez.
Yes. True.
Hey, I'm back, by the way. Does that sound a little bit better?
Yes. You're not on the phone anymore. You got through. Your technical difficulties are now over.
Yes. They are now over, and I have re-upped my subscription to pay Skype, and you owe me some money for this, boss.
Okay. All right, just send us a bill. I'd rather okay. have you on Skype than the phone. You do sound a whole lot better. Well, you know, one of our sponsors today is also Equity Manufacturing. What do we have to say? You know, one of our good listeners, Aubrey, came on last week. She had gotten the Equity, the motorized fork, the shaken fork, and she absolutely loved it. She does a ton of barns. She works at so many different barns, and she works her butt off cleaning stalls and take care of the horses. She is one hard worker, and she just loves this thing. She said it saves her half the time in cleaning the barns. It saves her half the bedding. And she also has two now of the – not only does she have the shaken fork, she has the flexin fork, the one that doesn't shake. But she has two of those, and one of the others of the shaken fork, she has three of the Equity Manufacturing forks because you know why? Because she couldn't just have one because people kept taking them. People want to use her forks, and she kept getting complaints from other people she works with that they wanted to use them, and it was causing a little bickering in the barn. And everybody knows that barn bickering is bad. So if you want to avoid barn bickering, you go to equitymfg.com, and you buy yourself a selection of manure forks from there. This also make great Christmas gifts. What I've learned over the years is horsewomen like practical gifts as well as impractical gifts. So go to equitymfg.com and take a look at their forks for your holiday gift giving as well. I thought it's been a long time since we brought up the memory of you playing in a band.
Oh, God.
With Lindsay Rakers. It's just
aww.
Been so long. So I just thought I wanted some Lindsay Rakers today, something a little bit different than we've been playing, and we haven't heard one of her songs in a long time. So do you mind if I play one of her songs? Is it going to bring back
bring
good
it
or
on.
Bad memories? Okay.
Oh, no, I love Lindsay, and I loved my time in my early 20s where I was afraid of nothing and would climb up on a stage and sing poorly. And Lindsay would let me ride on her coattails, so play it.
Jamie, the queen of bad karaoke on the stage. Lindsay Rakers fan, breaking up.
Well, I came all this way.
Wow, that was Breaking Up with the Lindsay Rakers Band. You can find all of her music at her website. Just search for Lindsay Rakers and you'll find that. We appreciate her allowing us to play her music here on the show. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, who's sounding much better now. And also Coach Jen is here with us today. We have a ton of guests. There's a lot of things going on. And one of the things that we have going on is we're welcoming, Jamie, you're going to be happy to know, we're welcoming a new sponsor for the Really Bad Ad segment on Friday.
Woo-hoo!
And we have Sandy here from Stud Muffins with us. And what a better sponsor for Really Bad Ads than Stud Muffins. I mean, you can't get any better than that. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for becoming a sponsor on Horses in the Morning. We really appreciate it.
It's something I've actually been meaning to do for a couple of years, but I've been pretty busy.
Well, I'll tell
you
what.
Pretty busy in the kitchen. In the kitchen, and she's busy making stud muffins. I got to tell you, before we get into down to business here, that you sent me some stud muffins, and they are definitely a horse favorite. Now, the horses go nuts for them. However, I teach riding lessons, and my favorite thing to do, and now all the kids are into it, too, is, can I give him a stud muffin? Can I give him a stud muffin? After every lesson, everybody wants to give their horse a stud muffin. It's so fun to say. How did you come up with that name?
Well, actually, I didn't come up with it. My fiancé at the time, my girlfriend and I were in the kitchen, and we were making stud muffins one day, and he comes in after work, and he plops his lunch kit on the table and looks at us and says, I don't know why you just don't call them stud muffins. And we looked at each other, and we looked at him, and I didn't want to admit that he came up with it, but, yeah, he came up with the name.
Now, did you keep him, or did you take the name and get rid of him?
I kept him for a few years, but, yeah, no, he's gone now.
They all got to go eventually, right?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Watch it here.
I gathered that, though, when you said my former fiancé.
Stuff, I tell you what, Jamie's absolutely right. Beaker loves these things, and we've handed them out to a bunch of the horses in the neighborhood here. And one of the problems we have with them, and I'm sure you've heard this before, is these particular horse treats cause your horses to go after your hands. If
yep.
they even see one of these near you, it could be dangerous with some horses.
I know.
With these. They love them.
When I give them to kids to give to their horses, I always tell them to be very, very careful and hold their hands out flat.
Well,
true.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, too, that when giving these treats out, I got to agree with Glenn. You know, I have an off-the-track thoroughbred who wouldn't take a peppermint, a carrot, nothing. He won't eat anything, but he will meekly eat a stud muffin, and
yeah.
he's starting to look for them now. Now, the
yeah.
problem is my other thoroughbred is aggressive for the stud muffin. Like, I'm like, get off me. You don't get it. I have to get on you first, and then he gets the puppy. He's crazy about these things. What did you put in this that makes the horses so absolutely nuts?
I mean the main ingredient is molasses, so you know, I don't know, it's everything all together, I guess. When I actually almost to the day, it was 17 years ago that I started making them. I wanted to make the horses in the barn a treat for Halloween. And I was managing a barn. There was about 36 horses in the barn. And I went into the kitchen and I just started making them. And I had went out and bought a whole bunch of the little Halloween bags and I had attached them to all the horses' doors. So when the owners came in, they could give the horses a treat. Well, and I did this every day for about a week before Halloween, but by the time Halloween came along, the owners were coming into the barn and taking the treats off of the stalls, and the whole barn would just start going crazy. All the horses would start snorting and pawing and, you know, grabbing the bars on their doors, and, you know, and my girlfriend Kim, she had her horse there, and she comes up to me, and she worked at a little store in Ladner called the Dog and Pony, and she said, you know, if you pack these up, I'll sell them for you. And I'm like, who's going to buy these? You know, like, come on. And my sister owned a floral shop, and I went to the floral shop and got some cellophane and some curling ribbon and packed them up, gave them to her, and she came back on Monday morning and says, you got any more of those? They sold out. I just like, get out of here. I don't believe you, you know. And it just started from there. I worked maybe a couple more months. I think I quit just after Christmas. And I've just been making them ever since.
You're probably in almost every tack shop in America and Canada at this point. You see stud muffins everywhere. And one of the special things you have this year is the music tack trunk.
Yes,
and
the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, the 12 Days of Christmas. Jamie even wrote her own song for this.
Yes.
And I think I can probably play a little bit of it if I put it up to the microphone. I'm actually going to put the microphone in the box. By the way, I opened this morning, and now my whole office smells like molasses and stud muffins. So so here we go. Here is the song when you open the musical tack trunk. What a great gift for Christmas. Here you go. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear it.
That's probably about the 7,000th time I've heard it this year.
Is that you singing?
No, it is not. It's my sister-in-law, Marge.
No kidding.
She's a very talented girl.
I love the first one. I love the first one, 12 Nags a Neighing. I really like that.
Well, I'm coming out with one after in January to the music to Camptown Races.
Oh, cool.
Oh, God. That's going to be in my head all day. Thanks for that.
No problem.
Well, I know that basically these tack trunks should be available in most retailers
in
across
most of
the country.
Them, yep.
Okay.
And they're online, available online, too.
Okay.
You know, just Google in stud muffins horse treats, and I'm sure quite a few of the
make sure please let's make sure that if you put in stud muffins in Google, you also put in
horse treats
right
yes.
after that, because if
well
you
we had a real problem with that when we started, because you know, basically that's when the internet was just coming out as well, and you know, that's why I named the company Stud Muffins the Ultimate Horse Treat Limited, because I really didn't want anybody to get the wrong idea.
I did look up Stud Muffins, and it brought up some very interesting, scantily clad men.
It is getting better now, though. It's getting better now. It gears more towards the horse treats when you put in the horse treats, so that's a good thing.
Well, that's terrific. And you also do have the candy cane.
Yeah, we have all kinds of Christmas items. We have the Christmas bar, we have the candy canes, we have a small and a large one. We have the Christmas sticks, a small and a large. We also cello wrap the 3-pound buckets, and we have the 5-pack stocking stuffers. We just, like, everything is all still handcrafted and handmade, and I do all of the Christmas decorating still to this day. And it's very busy. So, especially this time of year.
I bet. I bet. Well, thank you so much, Sandy, for joining us today.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you for being part of Horses in the Morning. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
These things are, they do smell wonderful. I got this whole package in my office right now, and my dog even, the dog and the cat love these things.
Yeah, I must tell you that when you, you know, they're big enough that you can kind of break them apart to give, you know, just instead of giving them one big treat, you can break them apart and give them two or three different treats out of them because they're nice and soft and squishy. And if any piece of the stud muffin drops on the ground, like the chickens follow me around when I have these things. And God forbid you drop one, there's a chicken fight right underneath your feet.
I didn't think about chickens, but they would love, you know, this stuff.
You know, if you feed your you feed lots and lots of stud muffins to your chickens, the eggs taste better. Well, I believe that. I'm not going to, you know, they don't deserve, they don't do enough to deserve stud muffins. So they don't get the expensive treats at all.
It sounds like your chickens are also aren't getting the $100,000 Neiman Marcus thing they designed specifically for you. Sounds like they're going to be out.
Definitely not. Definitely
Let's
not.
Let's do some really bad ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
So for the first time ever, my husband just heard that song. He's laughing behind me pretty hysterically. Yes, there's a whole song about how bad people are at selling horses. They write songs about it. Well, the Really Bad Ads is something that we do every Friday just to send you into your weekend feeling a little bit smarter. Because I know our listeners now, especially after listening to our show, would never, never do anything like what we're about to display for you. And you know what? Honestly, Glenn, looking at this collection of really bad ads, I got to tell the listeners that I'm disappointed in them because this is so tame. This is like the tamest really bad ads that we've had in a while. You guys, dig deeper. Dig deeper and find dumber people. Search in places that you would not search normally because these people are decently smart. Now, the prize this week for the winner is a pair of illuminated hoof picks. Now, I said that so you wouldn't say whatever ridiculous way you pronounce the word hoof. So illuminated hoof picks, great for your barn aisle, great for evenings when you're cleaning your hoofs, not your hooves like you're some Brit. So a pair of illuminated hoof picks. You can keep one for yourself and give one away. Come on. Like, what chick doesn't want an illuminated hoof pick? I'd love to have one. My husband's in here right now. I'd like to have one for Christmas. There we go. I threw it out there. So Really Bad Ads is not sent in by the person whose name we're reading you. It is sent in by the listener. So don't yell at us for, like, making fun of Glenn. Say the first one. The name says Glenn. Glenn sent this in. Glenn did not write this. Glenn, please read your first one.
Well, I actually have a little story behind this first one. We have a list server here in the neighborhood. We live in an equestrian community, and what that means is you can send an email out, and it'll go out to everybody in the community. And that's if people have stuff for sale or having a yard sale, things like that. They'll send it out to the list of the people in the community. Well, this came in on my email the other day from the community.
That's bad ad gold. Bad ad gold right there.
Well, here's one that came in. This isn't a bad one, but it was kind of a chuckle. Fabio is free to a good home. Beautiful, iridescent, gold, fancy guppy with a bad attitude available for adoption. This little fella had a great start in life. All the advantages of good nutrition, clean environment, and plenty of light. But alas, he has gone to the dark side. Mercilessly chases all of the other fishes into dark corners and under plants. Guppies are an easy-to-care-for tropical fish and are considered a community fish. This little hothead, however, seems to have a problem with the community part. If you have a place in your home or office for Fabio the Fish, drop me a line. And I went, how clever is that? What a greatly written ad. And then I looked down and saw it was written by Jennifer, my wife. It's our fish that she's trying to get rid of.
Oh, wait. You, first of all, your wife wrote this ad and sent out an email trying to give away your fish and didn't even tell you about it. That's number one. Number two is you didn't know your fish was named Fabio?
No, I didn't know my fish had a name. And I had a perfect solution to Fabio the fish's aggressiveness. I said the cat would love this fish for lunch. But she didn't want to do that. She wanted to give it away. So,
Jennifer,
so, but what a great...
I'm proud of you. That was really good.
It is really good.
It and I like that, though. I haven't gotten any emails yet.
Yes, we still have Fabio.
The Beast is getting more. Do you know that your cat, the Beast, is going on your email every day and deleting anybody who wants it so he can eventually get the fish?
Because he crawls all over Glenn's computers in the evenings and he gets all the computers woken up and he's walking all over the keyboards. He's deleting the email.
Yeah, he is. All the people in your neighborhood are like, I don't understand why that fish doesn't call me back. I told her I'd take the fish. Your cat, that's how smart cats are. I swear to God, if they were huge, they would kill you. Like, I will sit here and I will delete these emails. The fish will become mine. I'm telling you, that's how they talk, like Dr. Evil. Okay, the next one, you know, the next one was my pick to win. Because I just think it is fantastic, and fantastic in a bad way. Like, I would take this little sucker home with me and geld him, because that's the first thing you always have to do is things like this is geld him. This is a 30-year-old papered mini stud pony. Now, Gemma sent this one in, and 13-year-old papered mini stud pony. We almost need to include the picture on Facebook so people can get an idea of what is going on here. It says, very gentle, papered stud pony, 29 inches tall, not broke to ride, but my 2-year-old daughter likes to sit on him. Good to trim his feet and bathe. I don't have time for him anymore and I need the money. Asking $2,000 or best offer. Now, this is a mini horse that they've got the halter on. I don't know. It's not even over his ears. It's in his eye. You can kind of see it because he's so unkempt. Like, his mane is crazy. And they've got a full-size Western saddle on this pony.
The stirrups hit the ground.
It's a 20. They've had to turn the stirrups sideways because it is a full, it's a 29-inch tall pony wearing a grown man's Western saddle, roping saddle. So the poor little guy... I would take him home. I don't know where Hurricane is, but Gemma, if you could actually send that to me, I will go pick him up. Poor little thing. I'm not giving him $2,000, though.
Yeah, I thought that was a little expensive for a 13-year-old pony that's not broke. You know?
No.
I thought that was a little
you
hot.
You can't break a mini? Who breaks a mini? You kill him.
And then when I saw Hurricane, which is actually the name of the town, apparently, I thought at first that was the name of the pony, and I thought, oh, okay, there you go. Hurricane. The next one's sent in by Sarah. Sarah Rune sent this one in. Aged, how come I always get the manure? Seems to work that way. I guess. Aged horse manure or shaving? Slash shaving. We have Bandini Mountain at your disposal, literally. Come help yourself to our aged horse manure with shavings and no trash. Great for your garden, roses, or to kill the weeds. Wait a minute. I didn't know that manure killed weeds. Is that a new weed killer?
I'm not sure on that. If it is, I'm going to have the prettiest yard in town.
We've spread manure on our fields for years, and they still had weeds. Aged won't hurt your plants. Also have lots of fresh. Come with your bag, trash can, trucks, or 25-yard bin. We can load with our tractor if needed. Again, how many people show up? Do lots of people actually show up? Because if so, we got a large pile out in the back here. You can come take ours, too.
I will be happy to load with a shovel somebody some poop. I don't care. Come and get it. Next one comes in. Go ahead, Jen.
What would make anyone think that putting manure on the ground would kill a weed? What is it about manure that would make anybody think that?
I think that.
Oh, wait a minute. I read it wrong. No, I read it wrong. Let me read it again. It says, great for your garden roses or to kill the weeks. W-E-E-K-S.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, sure. That makes totally perfect sense. That's logical. All right. The next one comes into us, actually, from the inventor of the Flex and Fork and the Manure Fork, Equity MFG. That is Joseph actually sent me a couple of them. I'm going to read one of them right now. And it starts out so normal. It starts out like a really nice ad. 7-year-old, 15 two-hand paint gelding, 1,250 pounds, $600. 7-year-old paint gelding, not papered, big, solid, thick gelding, 15-2. Just to give you an idea, wears a size 80 blanket, weighs 1,250 pounds. He's gruey a color with dark brown and white mane and tail. Very kind and easygoing on the ground. He loads, hauls, bathes, cross-size, stands great for the shoer, neck reins, moves off the leg. The original owners say they moved cows on him. He's an easy keeper and keeps and holds weight very good.
I want
we are selling,
send them over.
I know. What a perfect horse. Until they go to the end of it. We are selling him as a saddle bronc because, well, he loves to buck. He bucks straight, hard, and he can buck all day long. We have ridden him, but his passion is to be a bucking horse. It's simply what he enjoys. He would make a great addition to rodeo stock or maybe just a home practice horse. I would prefer cash, but we'll trade. who takes – let me see. Voluntarily, I'm going to buy a horse that bucks so I can practice at home. That's never going to happen. I have one that bucks, and I don't want to practice. So I'm good.
They made a negative into a positive in this ad. You got to give these people credit. It's actually it's very well written. They really turned it around. It was like, oh, yeah, I'll take it home. All right, I need practice, apparently.
Yeah. He moves off your leg, straight up into the air. Good luck. Straight anything.
The next one came in from Marguerite Glasgow, and this is a horse trailer, of course. We always get horse trailers in every week. This says, horse trailer, $1,850. Nice gooseneck horse trailer, 16 foot and then the nose. 22 foot altogether. 16 foot and then the nose. Oh, okay. I got it now. The floor isn't pretty, but it works. No brakes, but we've hauled 5 horses in it at once with our truck, and we didn't have any problem stopping it. No lights? Make a reasonable offer, but I don't plan on giving it away. And Marguerite said, no trouble stopping it? What, by running into a concrete wall?
Let me get this straight. You've got a horse trailer that you're putting 5 horses in. You have no brakes and no lights. You should be ashamed
correct
of yourself.
And a floor and that isn't pretty, but it works.
And a floor that barely probably works. And you're – do you know what
have
you're
you
doing
driven
to your pickup truck brakes when you drive a trailer with no brakes?
You know where
you're
get in trouble with that? Let's do a lesson here. That's not a good idea, everybody. It's not a good idea. We've all done it. I've hauled a horses, or 1 or 2 horses in a trailer without brakes. But let me tell you, I would never haul 5 horses in a trailer without brakes, ever.
No.
Never.
No, that's stupid. But, yeah, you just run into a brick wall when you're done. That'll stop it. Joseph Berto actually sent this one in as well. This is free horse to a good home. Lots of O's. Really good. Oh, no. Thanks. There's no punctuation. Really good horse. Actually, I think I need to read this in a Southern accent because I'm pretty sure this is Southern. Really good horse, about 10 years old, has not been rode in a few years. I can get on him, but he don't remember direction, in good health. We also have a mini that could go with a big horse. We'll want to look at the new home. The horse is located in Calumet Falls. Please email with questions. He don't remember direction?
Yeah, you know what I read between the lines as soon as you said that? How many stories have we had about drunk people taking their horses to the bar and then riding home? You don't want this one. Because he will not get
yeah
home. Fair.
No,
not
he don't remember how to get home. He don't remember nothing. He's stupid. But you can take the mini that could go with the big horse. He might remember how to get home. God. Awesome.
Well, Marguerite apparently had the corner on bad horse trailers this week. Jennifer's going to post this one on Facebook. Please put the ad in too, Jennifer. Horse trailer. Covered wagon-style horse trailer. That's new. We haven't had one of those before. 15-inch, 5-lug wheels. Needs tires. Very heavy-duty construction with large storage in front. Solid steel. Canvas top needs to be replaced. Make me an offer or trade. And it is a picture. It does kind of look like a covered wagon, maybe, without the top. But it's this white trailer. Looks like it maybe haul one horse. I'm sure the tires are flat. And it has this framework over the top. It's another convertible. Convertibles are very popular. I didn't know. And it just looks bad. It's just. And then I got a question. Why do these people who are trying to sell something not at least take the trailer out of the field that's covered in weeds and are about 6 foot high so you can't even see the tires? At least haul it out.
Just weed whack it. You don't even have to haul it. Just weed whack around where you're taking the picture. But you're right. Now, you just said that these convertible trailers are very popular. I would like to say that these convertible trailers were very popular. Probably about 15 years ago when this thing was parked in the field and left to rot. Everything is rotted off of it. There's no tires. There's no top. Nothing. It's just a big mess.
Yep, yeah, big mess. Thank you for sending that in, Margaret.
For just an offer. Celeste Coulter sent in the next one. I really like this ad, just the simplicity of it. And I want to know what she means at one point. And when I read this, I would like for you to go, I would like it to be the record player, the needle scratching off the record player moment as well. And I think that we should call Net Posse. Horses and saddles for sale and boat and tour. I have 3 extra horses, 1 pony, and access to others. 8 or 9 too many saddles, and plenty of extra free barn kitties, some of who would like to be house kitties. Send me an email of what you're looking for and your budget, and I'll send you pics and info. Are they stealing horses? Do we need to contact Net Posse? Does that not sound like
access to others?
I know. I have 3 horses, a pony, and my neighbors have horses, and we can just take those too. Whatever you want. I'll make sure it happens. Send me an email, and I'll get you whatever you want. There you go.
Just go steal it. Well, Beth sent in the following one. Wanted horse, $500 in Gordon, Georgia. Oh, it's one of your kinfolk there, Jamie. Looking to buy a horse? Not in a big hurry. Hoping to find the perfect one, so I'm in no rush. Breed isn't specific. I'm not looking for ailing, aging, or horses too young to ride or totally unbroken. I would rather have a calm, easygoing trail horse to ride the dirt roads on. No spooky or flighty horses that mind being ridden alone. I've looked at a few. Not all that have contacted me and so far haven't found what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a horse that needs any medication, special diets, or anything of that nature. No exceptions, so please do not contact me with special needs or ailing horses. I say around $500 is what I'm looking to spend and no more. So please do not contact me with any more than that or a horse that you want to lease. Please keep in mind I'm just looking for a trail horse to enjoy. I'm not interested in anything else, just a good, sound, and laid-back horse to ride out here in the country. Damn it.
Okay, we get it. You want a dead, broke, sound, sane, perfect, in good health, not a lameness issue problem horse, one that is dead, broke, you can ride backwards and forwards up and down the trail, and you're going to spend $500. Damn it.
Yes, I do. Don't contact me if you have a piece of crap, because I don't want anything that's going to cost me any money. No special diets, no medication. No. I don't even want a horse that has to have its feet trimmed. She forgot to put that in.
You know what? You said she. I think this is a he. Without a doubt, this is a guy.
Oh, wait a minute. You're throwing down here. This is a girl.
You know, tell me why you think this is a girl, and I'll tell you why I know it's a guy.
Why do you think it's a guy?
I ask you
first.
Like
a girl would write it. It's just written like a girl. It's a girl screaming all over. Jennifer, you post this whole ad on Facebook and ask everybody whether they think it's a girl or a guy. But go ahead. What's your theory?
Without a doubt, this is a guy, because a girl first of all, the whole first sentence, looking to buy a horse, not in a big hurry. Okay, a girl, if I want a horse, I want it now. I want it now. Also, I'm going to buy an ailing, aging, unbroken horse because I'm going to fall in love with it and get emotionally attached when I go to see it or slash feel sorry for it. And if it's spooky and flighty and you can't ride it alone and it's sick and it's lame, I'm going to take it home because I'm a girl. So this person has already been contacted by many horses and has gone by many people and gone out and seen a bunch of horses. And they've said no. They've said no to these horses they've gone and looked at. That is a guy. A girl would be like, he is totally not what I need, but oh my God, I feel so sorry for him and I love him and I think I should take him home because he needs me. Oh, tell me that is not a girl.
Nope, I'm still thinking you're forgetting one important thing. This is from rural Georgia, so anything goes. That's the only thing I'm saying.
It could be a brother, sister, married couple. You don't know.
Post this on Facebook. Let's see what people think. And I know they're going to side with you on this one. I do know they're going to side with you on this one.
It's totally a man. A girl would be way more emotional than that. That is a non-emotional horse buyer. Girls are
I
way
never
too
even
emotional.
Thought. I just immediately thought it was a girl. That's I really did. Go ahead.
That's because you're sexist, okay? Men buy horses, too. All right, Glenn Forrester sent this one, and Glenn, I don't know where you find all these non-punctuation things. Well, I guess this one would be from Gentry, Arkansas, and Arkansas is a wonderful place to grow up and get an education, apparently, just not in Gentry, because it's a horse for sale, $800 OBO. His name is Little Joe. He's 5 years old. He's a good horse, and he's capable of doing many things. I've roped off of him, work cows, just needs more time, and some willing to work with him. He's green broke when I got him, and he'll do anything you want. He still has his wolf piece, and they'll need to come out before too long. It only costs $40 to vet and see loam. I'm asking $800, but we'll consider offers, and if I wanted, I would saddle him and ride him around as needed. Call or text me. My name is Cody.
Is it easier for you to do those non-punctuation ones in your Southern accent? It seems like it is.
Well, it just goes right to it, doesn't it? And I'm sorry, I am from the South, so if I offend any Southern listeners, like, you can't – I'm from there, so I can make fun of
yeah.
it, okay?
Any regular listeners have heard your dad on here and know you're from the South.
Yeah, so I don't feel bad making fun of people from Arkansas that talk like this because we all from the South talk like that. And sometimes we, you know, what's amazing about this ad is the horse's name is Little Joe. He's still got it. But the most important thing that he wants to tell you is that he's got his wolf teeth. And it's only $40. I would like to go to the vet in Arkansas because if it's only $40 to get wolf teeth pulled, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Happy to do teeth.
It's going to cost you $40 to have the vet open the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even it's double that to get them to show up at your house. So I would like to say that $40 at the vet in Siloam, now I won't tell you that that is also the people then. And he'll pull teeth for people for $30. That's exactly where my head went.
I have a cavity. I need to travel to Gentry, Arkansas. Maybe we can stop there on our way to Louisiana next week.
Man, you get some good dental work done cheap. Now, the next one is also sent in by Glenn, and this is a colt for sale or trade for cow. I got a colt for sale or trade for cow. Not going to tell you what kind of cow. He was born on God Friday, 2011. His halter, that's the second God Friday, or is this, have we already done this one?
No, God Friday. No, I don't remember doing this.
It's not really Good Friday. It's God Friday. He was born on God Friday, 2011. He's halter trained, and we have been putting a saddle on to get him feeling, get him started on the feeling of the saddle. Is gorgeous. I think we read this one. My son called him the gift. The only reason we're selling is because need to downsize has 9 other horses, so he's getting rid of 2. Or we'll trade for a cow. All that time I thought they were describing the cow. Unbelievable. My son calls him the gift. Okay. All right. Do the winner because this winner is it's disgusting. And I usually read the winner, and I had to give this to Glenn because it makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit. So the winner today, you're not winning the best really bad ad. You're not winning the best ad. You're simply winning because you found the most disgusting ad and disturbed person on the planet.
Yeah, we're not encouraging everybody to send in disgusting ads either, but we had to give this one because we've been doing this a year and a half, and it's probably one of the most disgusting ads we've had. So congratulations to Doreen Rose for sending this in. And it starts, you know you're in for trouble, when the title is Animal Skulls Wanted. Yes, Animal Skulls Wanted. I am an artist looking for animal skulls, preferably large horse, cow, deer, etc., to paint. Any farmers or landowners out there? I only want skulls that have had plenty of time to decay. I do not want any that still have decomposing skin on them. Dried skin is okay. I will pick them up.
God, that's so disgusting. I'm going to gag. That's so gross. I don't want any that have decomposing skin, but if it's dried dead skin, it's okay. So don't cut your animal's head off and mail it to me. Just make sure that you let it out in the sun for a little while, and then I'll come and get it. Oh, my God.
Isn't it down? It's down your way in Arizona, though, where all those little gift shops along the side of the road have the painted skull heads, don't they?
Now, that's art I need to have. Okay, I need some dead horse skulls on my wall. I think, you know, my house is not complete without it. Good Lord, that's disgusting, Glenn.
And we really don't want you to continue sending in super gross, disgusting ones, but I had to give it to this one. I won today. Thank you, Doreen. Doreen, send
not
your...
my pick. Doreen, you got lucky.
Send your address into Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com and your physical address so she can get the prize out to you, which is a pair of the wonderful illuminated hoof picks. We absolutely love those things. So send them out. I just did that to drive you nuts. So send in your address. Congratulations. Thank you, everybody. Get your ads in for next week. Keep sending them in.
All right. I'm going to go. Say what?
We had to work hard today. We had a lot of guests. We had so much cool stuff, and we had a ton of news. We'll have to get to on Monday. We don't have time.
Yeah, we're not going to have time, and we'll give you the updated news, and I'll let you know how my slumber party with all my girlfriends tonight happened. How it goes? We're going to have makeovers, and we're going to watch movies, and we're going to have popcorn and braid each other's hair, and it's going to be awesome.
There you go. And we're hoping that on Monday, some people that there are listeners left in the northeast up there in New England that can still listen to us after the worst storm in 100 years.
Yeah, hang tight, you guys. Here. Be safe. Yeah. Be safe. We're thinking about
you.
All right, have
Thank
a great
so
weekend. Absolutely spay, neuter, and geld. Do it.
Bye, everybody. Wear your helmet.
I'm asking for the hen house for Christmas. We'll see what happens.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.